The protection question that has defined Trevor Lawrence's August got its cut-down answer, and it costs him his right guard for at least the first four games. Patrick McCarry, recovering from back surgery, went on injured reserve Sunday with a designation to return, per John Ozer at the team's website. Ozer's roster breakdown sketches the line that opens the season instead. Rookie third-rounder Emmanuel Pregnon holds the left guard job. He worked with the starters much of the last 2 weeks, Ozer writes, and Ezra Cleveland, last season's starting left guard, is moving to the right side. What that five has never done is play together. Anton Harrison, Cleveland, Robert Hainsey, McCarry and Walker Little were all listed among the starters resting Friday's 19-0 finale win over Tampa Bay, per Ozer's game report. So the configuration Jacksonville now projects for Week 1, with Pregnon at left guard and McCarry gone, has not taken a preseason snap as a unit. The first look is the opener against Cleveland. The other structural change was behind him. In about 48 hours, the backup quarterback room Lawrence spent camp with was gone entirely. Quinn Ewers acquired from Miami for a sixth-round pick in 2028, per Ian Rappaport and Mike Garafolo at NFL Network. Nick Mullins released, per Bobby Kownack at NFL.com. Joey Aguilar waived and Carter Bradley waived injured, per Ozer. The 53 carries just two quarterbacks, per John Shipley at Jaguar Report. And Shipley reads the trade not as any comment on Lawrence, but as general manager James Gladstone's compensatory pick mechanics, spending late future picks on cheap depth. Lawrence's own week on the field was quieter. He got into a shoving match with Buccaneers linebacker Alex Anzalone at Tuesday's joint practice, per Riley Orovitz at WRuff, with head coach Liam Cohen's explanation being that Lawrence was trying to break up a scuffle rather than fight Anzalone. No injury was reported, and he sat the finale, closing his preseason at zero game snaps. Our last episode asked whether McCarry would land on injured reserve at the cutdown. Yes, exactly as the reporting projected. And which five linemen would take the field together in the finale? The answer was none of them. Back in June, we previewed Lawrence off an MVP finalist season and called the breakout real, with protection the one question camp added. Last week, we wrote that the line had gained more bodies than it lost, and that no longer describes it. A rookie at left guard, last season's left guard sliding across to the right side, and a four-game hole where McCarry was. We'll see what that pocket looks like once real snaps start counting. Data via NFL Verse.